Let's talk hidden history now. Charles Fay is with us. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Mark.
So this morning, we're going to talk about Geoffrey Watson, a statistician who was born in Bendigo. I was trying to find a good definition of a statistician, and I found this. A statistician can have his head in an oven and his feet in ice, and he'll say that, on average, he feels fine. So tell us about Geoffrey Watson.
Okay. Well, Geoffrey Watson, as you said, was born in Bendigo in 1921. I suspect he probably would have gone to Bendigo High School. He studied at University of Melbourne and went on to the United States to receive his PhD in 1951, and taught for a while in Australia at the University of Melbourne, the National Australian National University, but then went back to North America, worked at the University of Toronto, John Hopkins University, and eventually settled into the Ivy League of Princeton University in 1970. And, I suppose if any of your listeners did any statistics at university, they've probably come across his name.
Yeah, I must admit, when I came up with this idea for you yesterday, it all sort of, the penny dropped in terms of what people like yourself, historians who use statistics, have come across with Geoffrey.
Yeah, well, if people use a technique known as multiple regression, and you sort of work out a model for trying to explain things, he developed with a British mathematician, James Durbin, a test for correcting, I'm sorry to sort of say this to the audience, a test for detecting autocorrelation or serial correlation in regression models. And it was named the Durbin-Watson test. And anybody who uses statistical packages for statistics nowadays will still see that name, the Durbin-Watson test.
I'm not even going to ask what it is, or when you even mentioned about regression there, I think most people who know me reckon I'm, there's a bit of regression going on, but that's more to do with my humour. It's such a technical world, the old statistics, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suspect that Geoffrey Watson might have made it more technical, because he used statistics to sort of look at, ecological things and geological things. So one of his great pieces of work was to sort of work out how you could apply statistics to spheres. And so using that sort of techniques, he was able to prove that the theory of continental drift was actually a goer. Right. I mean, the theory had been put forward, but he sort of gave the last piece of evidence that made most people accept it.
Yeah, he giving a couple of layman's things too, he also estimated the size of penguin population in Antarctica, and I assume it's a little more sophisticated than a statistician sitting on a rock going 1, 2, 3, 4. But also repealing the motorcycle helmet law in the US. I mean, this is making my brain hurt, to be honest. But yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, I suppose he sort of claimed that he'd made a modest contribution to science, but seems to me that it was quite significant.
Certainly looks that way. And so he saw out his days in America?
Yeah, he died. He died in Princeton in 1998. But he'd been back to Australia. So the year before he died, he gave a talk in Australia about his contribution to statistics.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting man indeed. And what did his obit have to say in closing?
Ah, now this is the interesting bit. He came from He came from a family of gamblers who loved the horse racing industry, and his wife maintained that he once said he was the only member of his family who never made anything from probability.
that's a nice way to finish it off. That's for sure. He sounds a very interesting character. And yeah, appreciate it as always, delving into some of the locals that we perhaps weren't very aware of, but have played a fantastic part on the world stage in this case. So even though it might be one of those areas that a lot of us are scratching our heads about. Interesting nonetheless. Hey, Charles, thanks for that. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, Mark. See you.